Hello and welcome to Transformational Insights Demystified Podcast. I'm your host, Funmilola Asa, a system thinker and a Transformational Insights translator. On this podcast, I share practical insights that enable you to make the step change in performance towards becoming a better version of yourself and acing your personal development, business, relationship, and spiritual goals. A puzzle, it's only beautiful when all the pieces come together gingerly in their assigned spot on the puzzle board. Such is life. You and I have an assigned spot for which our purpose and impact is most profound. Do you know that spot? Are you sitting in that spot? Are you reflecting on the impact you're making in your assigned spot? Let's talk about that in today's episode. Hello. So on today's episode, we will be talking about a book that I recently authored and published in October of 2023, titled Take Stock of Who You Have Become on the Journey to Becoming, a faith-based practical guide to purposeful and impactful living. It's available on Amazon and locally in Nigeria. All right. So what about Take Stock? What do we mean by Take Stock? Why is it important and why should we take stock? Well, before I get into it, let me start by a couple of quotes that I've received from those who have read the book. Thank you, you wrote it for me. On the first chapter and smiling in acknowledgement while receiving joy. That's from one of my readers. Another one says, my goal after reading this is to wake up and wow myself. Glad I bought this book. And yet another person says, life is more peaceful and meaningful when one takes stock, that's for sure, because dead weight is shed. Now I know mine was mostly related to emotional baggage I had hauled around for years, and your God-sent book has taught me how to lay them all down. Now I'm enjoying my work and relationships more. Another reader said to me, your preface speaks to me. Felt unfulfilled some years back, went on leave without pay, back to job, even changed company just to figure out what was wrong. Still unfulfilled until this year. And the last share that I will be sharing with you on here says, I just finished reading the book. God bless you for birthing this book. It made me take stock of my life yesterday, from finances to my giftings, and I could see a lot of loopholes. If there's any book any man that wants to live out purpose needs, it should be Take Stock. All right, so that's insights into the minds of those who have recently read the book and sent me feedback. That's just a bit of the many other feedback that I've received. And so, to help with your curiosity around the book, let's start by some basic, discussions around why it's important to take stock and what take stock really means in this context. You know, in the context of the book, it's around a holistic self-assessment, a reflection on where you are in your life's journey, where you're coming from, where you are today, what's unique about you, what are you here for, and how it all adds up to purposeful and impactful living along the design of the Creator for you here on earth. And really, that's the essence of the book. And so if it's that straightforward, why write a book about it? Why isn't it common sense? Why is it not commonplace? Well, some of it stems from my personal experience and a lot of experiences of those that I've seen around me. And I share examples of people from the Bible as well, where these principles have shown to hold true. And that's because often in life we're caught in this race, in this business, in this thing about the next new thing, the next new event, the next new achievement, the next new accomplishment. And while those are great, they're important, sometimes we start to lose sense of the essence of it all, why it all matters. And every once in a while, by divine providence, or sometimes due to some challenge or the other, we just stop and then realize, where's all the years gone? Why am I even doing this? What's going on and why does it all matter? And that only happens at that point. You start to really ask yourself candid questions about what's important in the grand scheme of things. And so it's all against that backdrop that I share a couple of things that it's important that you take stock of. The book was written in two parts within the same book, but the first part focused on what should I take stock of. And there are 5 key dimensions that I've shared in the book, which is number 1, just taking stock of your well-being, the person, the whole person, the career of this purposeful and impactful assignment that God has to the world. And you're wondering, yeah, maybe your assignment might not seem as grand to you. We are all unique and we're all here for a purpose. Whether it is to bring joy to the person you encounter, to help somebody else on their own journey, to open the eyes, you know, of others as to what possibilities are there for them, we all have a reason. There's a reason we are here. And so the first thing that I share in the book about being important to take stock of is your well-being as the human being who is the carrier of these great treasures to the world. And it's around the theme of who am I and who have I become. You know, reflecting on who you are as physically, you know, recognizing your context, what things have changed, you know, how generally you are doing as a physical being health-wise. And then thinking about your intellectual well-being, your intellectual identity, your intellectual growth, you know, and then talking about your emotional growth. You know, one of the favorite stories I share in the book is about physically going around with a 75 cl bottle of water in my handbag for about a week, because I put it in there just in case I needed it. I didn't get to need it at the event where I was going to. And somehow I managed to haul it around for such a long time. It created a weight today from something I needed in the past. And somehow I did not manage to understand what was causing it. And that in itself was a light bulb for how our emotions often stem from so many things that we have gone through, which we think that, yeah, we survived, we've gone through it, done and dusted, but somehow managed to carry bits and pieces that have made us somewhat incomplete or damaged or affected in our world's view as a result of that encounter. And if we don't recognize those and sort of sift through that and deal with that, then it becomes a problem. Hence the topic of your emotional well-being. The last part is the spiritual well-being, which for me was like the fundamentals of everything else, because the spirit drives your entity. You know, if you're not in the right sync in your spiritual being, in terms of your well-being, in your ability to just be able to zone in and reflect on the real reason why you're here, then it might be challenging to be as objective in your perspective of everything else. And so in the second chapter, I talk about taking stock of your assignment. You know, who am I sent to and what am I sent to do? And after that, I talk about taking stock of your opportunities and your giftings. What do you have in your hand? What are those opportunities that are veiled in challenges, which most people will turn away from, but are the things that make you grow and become impactful for the next phase? The little drops that add up. You know, what are the unique skills that you carry that is unique to you or a few people like yourself? Do you even recognize them? Do you appreciate the value of them? And are you utilizing them towards your opportunities? You know, I say in the book that opportunities and abilities are co-joined twins. They help one another along that journey. And so that's the third thing. Everyone who's looking to be impactful must take stock of intentionally. And you know, you have to take stock of your journey. It's one of my favorite parts of the book as well, because when I think about and reflect of the journey of my life to this point, my career, my relationships, you know, just different dimensions of my life, I see that I am a message. I carry a unique message, and that's the same for you. There's a reason you've been on the path that you've been on. It creates an opportunity for you to relate with others who have been on that path, to show people that I know what it feels like to be you, but I know how it feels like to come out of that. I know how it feels like to be A, to be B, to be C, to be X. You know, it's a unique DNA and identity that you carry for your destiny assignment. So taking stock of a journey. The fifth one is taking stock of your resources, your time, your energy. You know, taking stock of your relationships, taking stock of your goodwill and your credibility. How often do you take time to think about, how is that going? How's my, how, What goodwill do I have? What credibility do I have? And I share an analogy of somebody who has store loyalty points but never uses them, even though you've had great opportunities to use them. That's like the example sometimes of people who have credibility and don't use them because somehow they don't even recognize that they have that credibility. So yes, chapter 5 was talking about, you know, your resources from multiple dimensions, your people resources, your financial resources, your time as a resource, and your credibility, as I just spoke to. And then I move on to the next part of the book, which was just talking about, if I talk about all of those things that I'm taking stock of, why is taking stock important? You know, why must I take stock? How do I take stock? You know, and how do I translate all of that to impact? And when I think about it, it's just so profound. You know, the reasons why we must take stock for me is one of the reasons why I feel so passionate about helping people on their journey by telling them the stories that are in this book, by sharing the insights in this book, by asking the questions in this book, because often the results of taking stock are profound. They are important. You know, they're so life-changing. Because it's like you zoning into the core and you come out a better person. You come out understanding with clarity on what you need to do. And so the first reason I say that you need to take stock is that it enables you to have focus to run your race better. You know what fits what. You know what fits with you, what fits with your assignment, what fits with life generally. And you can just prioritize because you just know that this is for me or this is not for me or this is where I should be putting my attention to. The second one, very profound, is the fact that somebody's destiny is tied to you showing up. It's tied to you recognizing yourself. It's tied to you doing what you need to do because you better understand why you are here. And when you don't take stock, you waste valuable time because you cannot sit up into the place that has been designed for you in life and in destiny. And you're hurting those who should use you as a data point on what is possible. And then it also helps you to grow. It helps you to improve. It saves you from a lot of drama that could yield, you know, burnout. Sometimes, even off of the heel of really great successes, life throws all sorts of curveballs at you. Like I shared, you know, about the story of the prophet Elijah in this part. And you could almost feel burnt out. Whereas it's just a figment of time. I wouldn't say of your imagination. It's just that blip on the radar screen. And has nothing to do with your impact or where you're going to. Your ability to really be able to zone out and think through the signals, the signs, the things that are happening around you is important to prevent that burnout. So taking stock is important to prevent burnout for you, the individual. It's also important because you then know when you're being shortchanged. You don't trade things that are important, opportunities that are important, giftings that are important, your important time, energy, resources, because you don't understand the value of it. It's just profound, honestly. They're the things that are daily watch guides that for me, when I encounter certain things, certain blips on the journey of destiny and impact, and I just say to myself, you cannot afford to be shortchanged because you know who you are, you know what you carry, you know what you do, you know why you're here, and then you can dust off things that are momentary setbacks. Or just things that really don't just matter, because on the grand scheme of things and the grand scale of things, they are very infinitesimal. That's the power of taking stock. And the fifth reason I said it's important to take stock is if you don't do it, there's a band of people that are just waiting to help you out on that journey. They will do it for you, and it will be suboptimal for you because no one knows you like yourself. No one sees the 360 degrees of your life and your direction. Even when they're similar paths, they're not 100% identical. And so if you don't take ownership, if you don't take stock and get into the driver's seat of your life, then, of course, alongside with the ultimate driver, which is God, then others will do it for you and it will be suboptimal. And I don't know if any of that resonates with you. I don't know if you feel like, yeah, you've been tossed here and there by the decisions, opinions of folks and of others. The question is, have you taken stock to know what's really important? What adds up for you, the entity? That's a reason to take stock. And that's one of the reasons I share in the book. And so generally, the thought around why you need to take stock and take a stock on time. You know, there's no better time than today, than this season than to just pause and reflect on your life is the earlier you recognize where you are relative to where you're going, the earlier you can make the right moves to either redirect or reinforce your efforts. And so it's important to take stock. Those are some of the thoughts I share in the book and expand on with so many examples and core questions for you to ask yourself. And then most people would say, yeah, so what is unique about taking stock? How do I take stock? And that's the chapter 7 of the book, where I talk about the fact that, number one, it requires time. It's a conscious presence and a dedicated reflection. The powerful combination of being able to recognize the moments that matter in the day-to-day of your life. The things that, if you're not paying attention, will go by and you would never realize how much profoundness you just missed out on. And so it requires intentionality. It requires practice. It requires being able to say, what has just happened? Why did this happen? How does this align with everything else that's going on in my life? Some people do it, you know, at a frequency, maybe weekly. Over time, it grows to that point where it becomes an unconscious competence. And of course, it has to be done effectively. You cannot just sit on the surface of it and say, yeah, you took stock. It's digging deep to ask yourself, peeling back the onions of your life, of your event, of your journey, of the things, of the dots that have been coming together, but somehow you've managed to miss in the life events and the opportunities that life has thrown your way, in the giftings that you have, in the, you know, just the pattern that you have been exposed to. Those things are important for you to really peel back and start to answer key questions of yourself. It even helps you answer the questions around some of the character weights that you have today, some of the reasons why you're so angry at the world and you don't even realize it, the colored lenses that we've carried around. Trust me, every day I discover new colored lenses that I carry. And so it's important that we do it to the point where we're answering the key question of why does this matter in the ability for me to show up for my place in life's picture puzzle. And lastly, like I said, it has to become an unconscious competence. You have to make it a habit. You have to know when things are coming at you that are important, when opportunities are coming at you that you should take, when opportunities are coming at you that you should not take. That's how life, you know, it becomes such an unconscious competence for you. And lastly, I finish the book by talking about the chapter on the doing. Because like I said, this is a practical guide for purposeful and impactful living. If all you do is reflect and don't take the action, then it's less than half of what could have been done. The real power is in what you do with the reflection. And so I talk about the doing, the things you need to put in place to transform all the excitement from the reflection, or even the deep retrospection and that feeling of I need to do something differently that you find as you reflect. What do you then do to transform it into purposeful and impactful living? And some of that is, you know, the examples I talk about in the book, or the three guidelines or structures that I talk about in that chapter, is harnessing that initial energy by developing clarity on the goal. Like, why is this important? Because that why is going to drive you for a long time. Building the right structures around it is also important very early on, because those are the things that help you to stay the course when the going gets tough. You know, the second part I talk about is grit, you know. That combination that you need to get you going when life throws all sorts of curveballs at you, because you're clear on the purpose and why this is all important. And the third thing around that impact, transforming all of that to purpose, is knowing when the effort is great and there's no tweaks to it, and just what you need is consistency, and how time transformed the journey of your 1,000 miles in the right direction. Takes your little steps into that journey of 1,000 miles. The power of time, and how that's an ingredient that people often don't pay attention to, but is very important. So maybe today you're there wondering, yeah, I've been doing this, I've been consistent, I've been showing up, and just about to give up and, you know, just turn back on some aspects of your life. Maybe the question is, have you taken stock? Are you recognizing the cracks in the wall? Are you recognizing the impacts that is starting? Are you recognizing the purpose that you're here and how it all aligns? The question is, are you taking stock of who you have become on the journey to becoming? I welcome you into the wealth of insights and in just conversations and sharing that's in the book, Take Stock of Who You've Become on the Journey to Becoming. It's available on Amazon and in select bookstores in Nigeria, and also more details are available on my website at www.fumilolaasa.com. If any of the things I've said today resonates with you, why don't you get on Amazon today and search for Take Stock of Who You've Become on the Journey to Becoming. And let's talk about your stories as the light bulb comes on for you, from the power of reflection on understanding the capacity that's built into the thread of your life and journey, and the opportunities that God and life presents to you, and the resources that you're surrounded with, so that you can transform your sphere and your world and be purposeful and impactful to your own target audience, whether it be a target of one, an audience of one, or a global audience. Taking stock is important. I wish you a transformational life ahead. I wish you a transformational time of insight. I wish you a transformational reflection. And I wish you a purposeful and impactful life ahead. Catch you in another episode of Transformational Insights Demystified. I'm your host, Fumilola Asa. You have been listening to Transformational Insights Demystified podcast with Fumilola Asa. Subscribe to this podcast to ensure that you get notified as new episodes become available. Also, for more insightful content, visit my website at www.fumilolaasa.com to engage with and subscribe to my blog, read short faith insights devotionals, or link back to my social media reflection series. Also, follow me on LinkedIn at Fumilola Asa, on Instagram at Fumi Asa, and on Twitter at Fumilola Asa. Catch you in the next episode as we deep dive into yet another insightful topic.